Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we're returning to our movie series with my co-host and wife, Alicia.
Hello.
So, the one we decided to look at was not really rated high with the critics. But we start seeing some excerpts and small little snippets of what the reviewers as well as the critics were saying. And we was like, let's take an opportunity and check this movie out. So we decided, let's just check it out. And the movie is called Downsizing. So pretty different. Pretty different. So, and the one thing people was looking forward to it was because it was from a director named Alexander Payne. And this guy, he did some pretty decent movies prior to that. One was Sideways, The Wine, you know, everybody loves that. He did The Descendants, which was really cool with, I forgot his name, handsome guy. George Clooney.
Yeah, George Clooney.
With his daughters and everything. They was on an island, and his wife is in a coma, but she had an affair and little shit like that. So he did that one. Nebraska, we saw that last year, which was a really interesting movie about a man getting Alzheimer's, but he thought he won the
lottery.
Clearinghouse.
Yeah.
The clearinghouse. So, and it's filmed all in black and white, so it was pretty fucking cool. And he did the one with Jack Nicholson about Schmidt. So he had some really, really wry humor in a lot of his previous ones. So people looked at this and was like, wow, this is pretty cool. So Downsizing, here's a quick synopsis of it. A social satire in which a man realizes he would have a better life if he were to shrink himself to 5 inches tall, allowing him to live in wealth and splendor. And the problem with that is that's not what it's about. And that's not even what it started out to be. Which made it really odd when you see that and then start looking at the movie. So when this opened up, what was the idea that you thought of?
I thought about when I heard the, when I didn't see a lot of the previews, mm-hmm. and I said, I heard the title was Downsizing, so I thought it was dumb, being downsized, you know, as they come up with a machine like Lost in Space, you know, like they shrink people down to size.
Not
you
Lost
know.
In Space.
What? Which was it?
It was, remember the one we used to see back in the 70s that they was in a like a little spaceship and they going and they went inside the body of somebody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't remember. Lost in Space, yeah.
But I forgot the name of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so.
I thought of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Okay, that's another one too. Yeah. And then, you
Fantastic
know.
Fantastic Journey.
Yeah, that's a lot. So, I mean, that's what I thought about. I thought about them shrinking them and then having, you know, just downside have to live to the smaller size, just like we were talking about other movies. But didn't expect it to come out to be like this. I liked the movie, but then again, there was just some gaps in it. I think it could have been better.
Yeah, I think it could have been a lot better. Mm-hmm. So, this is so weird. This is how it started off. It started off that some scientists, I think in Norwegian or Sweden, they found a way of shrinking things. And when they found a way of shrinking things, they went and said, this can do something for the planet. So it started off with...
I mean, it didn't quite say it that way, but he came out, like you said, with the man shrinked in a small...
He was in a box.
Yeah, in a box, exactly.
Oh, so it was a laboratory, put it that way.
Right.
And then
right.
it was like, we did it, blah, 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 blah.
Right, right, right.
And then a couple of years later, they was presenting in front of a group of international people.
Right.
And then you found out that they were able to shrink people. And then, you know, you didn't even have any idea from that, but there was a whole group of people that was shrunk. And then it was a whole group of people that were shrunk. Then you found out they was in a whole village that was shrunk. And they was living in a community that was shrunk. So then they was like, life can be a lot better and we can save the planet in this way. So then it turned into almost a like a global warning to say, if we don't reduce our footprint, we'll all die.
Again, you were totally lost in this.
Yeah, because that's kind of how it started. And you was kind of like, oh, I get that. So are they starting to do this all around the world, right? But they didn't give you that idea. They
focused on the fact that that being smaller saves the world as far as the ecosystem.
Your carbon footprint.
Yeah, your carbon footprint. And the thing was that frustrated me was, so if you shrink down, you couldn't. They didn't. The part that I mean, I thought about. Well, if you could shrink, why can't I go back to the way I was?
So it was a reverse,
right? They never talked about that.
So they never talked about reverse, and they said if you do it, it's permanent. Remember?
Right, right.
So if you shrunk, it's permanent, but it should be permanent because you're helping if you done it in that way.
Yeah, but it's kind of, I mean, I understand that, but again, that was something that. I mean, that was part of me that was like, you know, kind of confused because, you know, with Matt Damon's wife decided to say, oh, hell no, I'm not doing this no more.
So let's go back to the concept of why. So we were still saying, okay, I get that. But then it flipped to Matt Damon living in a different society and him and his wife trying to do things. And he's working, you know, in the middle of the night trying to get his bills together, but his wife is taking him to see new houses, bigger and bigger houses, and she wants a lot more than anything, and he's kind of like, I gotta take care of her. And then come to find out he was a physical therapist in a big factory, mm-hmm. and all of that. So it was kind of like, I still don't get it, right?
Right, right.
So then they go to a party and
meet a couple
that they knew before, and they were shrunk down, and they brought them in on like some kind of tray in a box, and everybody was talking to them, and they was like, hey, this is so cool, you just don't know, you should take a look at it, come to this little community that we live in, mm-hmm. Outside of town somewhere, and it's almost like one of those, you know, when we go to the Caribbean and they said, hey, come here for a free trip and we'll show you this.
You talk about timeshare presentation.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, so it was kind of like that. So which made it really, really interesting. And in his mind, we see that he's really trying to give his wife something more by being less. So if he has less, he can gain more by being small. Mm-hmm. So he was really trying to make sure that she would be happy. And that's what his friends was telling him. He said, all the equivalencies is almost double and triple. We live like kings. You can see my house and blah, 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 blah. So we got that part. And so we saw where it transitioned to. But that was still kind of stupid because you don't see where it was building up. So back to your gaps. You don't see where it was building up. You didn't see who was really doing it. You didn't see why certain people did it and why certain people didn't. And then they was going to make a decision to do it. And this guy was at a bar, and I thought that was an interesting conversation. And he was like, so you thinking about being small? He said, we have to pay your taxes. We're paying more for you because we're bigger. We got to pay more for you. And you think you can pay less taxes because you're smaller? That doesn't make any sense to me. You should be equally paying what we pay, even though you are smaller. And, you know, they had that argument. And so you can see the disparity in, you know, financial and class and stuff like that. So that was the one conversation there. And then they moved on. So then when they got there, They was like, all my assets is, what was it, 100,000, a little over 100,000, right?
Right, right.
Or whatever. But they said that equates to something millions of dollars.
Right.
And so they said, but you got to go through this preparation to shrink you. And along the way, they see some people that was drunk and they was happy as hell. And then they had the presentation and showed people living in mansions.
Right.
Wearing diamonds and all types of lavish shit. And really not really working. They had a job, but they had so much money that it really wasn't working. And so it was really attractive. So when they converted them, that's when... You know, what you were saying about the wife. So, talk about that.
I was kind of like really thought that was really fucked up how that happened. You know, because I didn't, the way they did it was the men go one way and the women go another place. Mm. They couldn't do them together.
Right.
Okay. So, that he went before her and then she had to wait. And that, to me, the way that she looked, you know, was almost like, if they are going to even bring her in.
Yeah. Like, she, what if she wasn't qualified?
Right.
Or something.
Right. And I thought that was kind of messed up because I really thought that they should do couples by couples. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If husband and wife is doing it, then they need to do it together.
Yep.
They shouldn't be separate men and separate women. So that was another thing that I questioned about it. And then the fact that she bailed out on him.
Yeah, because she was very selfish. And he was really doing everything for her anyway.
Yeah, he was. And I thought that was really, really kind of the kicker for me. You know what I'm saying? That kind of ticked me off right there. And then, you know, then the fact that he's like, well, where's my wife? Mm-hmm. And then he said, well, they said, well, let me check on it. So she should have been right behind you. And then there was a call saying I couldn't do it.
Yeah. They was cutting all my hair off.
And they cut my, and I just.
And my eyebrows. I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah. And so that right there told me that, see, that's when I was like, couldn't he, this is where I was talking about the reverse.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? But they signed that if you did it, then you couldn't reverse.
Right, right.
So, but go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
So, this is what burned me up. It wasn't the fact that she changed her mind. That didn't burn me up. What burned me up was then she wanted a divorce and he had to split his earnings. Even though she signed the contract for that. I'm like, yo, that's pretty fucked up. If she signed that, he shouldn't be entitled to be giving her anything because she signed everything over to do that. And now he's there by himself. And now he has to split his earnings.
Yeah, he had to work.
And he had to work because everything that he built up so she can have everything, now he has to give it almost all of it back. And now he's working for a telemarketer place in a... condo, I guess.
Right.
Because he had a big ass house and then he had to downsize within his downsizing.
Right.
To be in a damn condo.
Right. Right.
So that was interesting. Still, that was kind of like, okay, now, so where's it going from here? Right. Then it came to his neighbor, right?
Which he was cool as hell.
Yeah. So his. go ahead. So his neighbor. Was this rich European guy from whatever, you know what I mean? But he lived upstairs and he wanted to talk to him about what he did. But he had this big lavish party going on.
Right.
And he was kind of like, hey, you know, whenever you get a chance, come on down. Because he called him and told him to turn everything down. Because he was trying to date. Because it was like, was it months or was it years since then that he was dating these single moms that was there?
I think it was months. I don't think it was years.
Yeah, so it was months. And then he was kind of like, okay, you know, so he called out to him, and then he came down and was like, look, man, don't yell from the window. Come up. We're neighbors. Just come up and talk to me. And he's an amazing actor. That's Christopher Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking love him. He shows up in all types of stuff.
I know he is.
He's just a great actor. So he showed up from there. And then when the woman said, I think you're nice, but I'm not ready. And he's sitting there all alone, lonely, you know, white collar, khakis wearing.
The Matt Damon played a very weak.
Yeah.
Very weak male in this whole movie.
Yeah, so that was kind of like, that was pretty weird. So when he went up there, he went to the party, there was like hundreds of people up in there. It was like, wow. So they have a conversation to say, people don't go here to save the environment. People come here to double or triple their income, or their lifestyle.
That's what I wanted to. Yeah, I was going to discuss that.
Go
too.
Ahead. So,
yeah, I mean, that,
what's your opinion on that? I thought that was different for me too.
I thought that was very interesting. I thought that was really, really interesting, and it made a hell of a lot of sense.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know, it wasn't all about the, you know, the.
It wasn't an environment.
It wasn't nothing about an environment, you know, and that's where Matt Damon didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? Because he, you know, he did it. He thought, you know, it'd be better for him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, he didn't. I don't think he quite got it until he said it, more so than anything. His partner. Yeah. I mean, the roommate or the
his partner,
his neighbor.
His neighbor, and then he had his friend with him. That
the other rich
Conrad.
Guy. Yeah.
He's you seen him in a couple of things too. He always played like a German criminal, or but he's a good actor too. But his name is Conrad, and he was like, you know, we wish that we would be able to live better than the people that we saw.
Exactly.
This was an opportunity for me to actually do that.
Right.
And he pointed out the window, and he had this big ass yacht. And he said, how did you get here? How you get that here? How do you get that? He said, I can sail around the world in my yacht. He said, how do you do that? He said, you know, he basically kind of, I'm paraphrasing, FedEx. He FedEx his boat, and he goes there, and then he's in the Riviera. He's
right,
whatever.
Right, right.
But he's in a small boat that he paid minimum amount because he's a billionaire in the downsizing world.
That's right.
And he said, we don't care about that. We can enjoy the luxuries of life just by being smaller. And then he had a quote in there that said, you know, if you're rich and you're small, I'm messed it up now. But he said, if you're small and you're rich, you're fine. But if you're poor and you're small, you're just small.
Yep.
And I was like, damn.
Yep, that was profound too.
But I didn't get that. So one of the things we miss, Matt Damon sitting around not doing shit, he would look on the TV and he would see the news, and he was looking at the news. And this was crazy too, because he was reading the news about, a person that was protesting in, what was it, the Philippines or Vietnamese, in Vietnam or one of those places. And they was complaining about the work conditions. And what the government did was they made them all small.
Right.
And then put them in a camp.
Oh, and, yeah, that's right. That was interesting too.
And then they tried to escape from the camp, and most of them died. And she's the only one. There was one woman who started that rebellion, and she was the only one that survived. But she lost a leg. And she escaped and came to America. And excuse me, they showed a box that was FedEx, and it had holes at the bottom that they was in a box, and they was breathing through the holes. And some of them died and some of them survived. And she was able to do that. And I just thought it was interesting that what they did was they just make people small. So their punishment was, you know, if you're going to rebel against us, we'll make you small. Because you don't have anything anyway. We'll just make you small. And I was like, damn. So some people are being small because they want a choice to be rich. And then there's some people are being made small as a punishment to make them less significant. So it was almost, and so that was kind of profound to say, I'm making you less significant than what you are right now.
So as you talking through this, the movie, I can understand now why people gave it such a bad rating.
It was too much.
Not only that, it's just too many gaps. So many gaps that doesn't explain a lot of things about this movie.
And they moved on.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
So they tried to be profound in a lot of different things, which I appreciated. That's why I kind of liked it, because I appreciate what they was trying to do. But they didn't explain some, and so I had to make assumptions. And then not only was I assuming, then I had to look at it and go, but that wasn't necessary. You know what I mean? So they did it from that. So anyway, come to find out, the woman that escaped, she was a big-time celebrity, and she was part of a cleaning group in that same building that he was in. He mm-hmm. recognized her, but he wasn't sure it was her. And she's cleaning his neighbor's apartment because he passed out in his apartment from the party the night before.
And he recognized who she was.
Yeah. And then he rolled up on her and she was in there stealing medication and everything.
He said, no, I'm not stealing it.
He said, he lets me have it.
Yeah. It hadn't quite expired yet.
Yeah. And so as he was questioning her, she was like, oh, you doctor, you come with me. And he was like, no, I'm not a doctor. She said, no, you doctor, you know this, you come with me.
And that's another just crazy thing about, I mean, it was, don't get me wrong, babe. I mean, as I'm listening to it, mm-hmm. I'm really seeing why, you know, this could have been such, it could have been a very empowering movie speaking on how the, not just the economy is, but our environment. Mm-hmm. And if he had put it together correctly, it could have made a great statement.
So I think he put too much into it. I think he tried to have so many storylines in that it, so it had, what is it? Workers in different countries that are being punished in different ways. He brought that into the equation, but they were downsized. He had people who thought they were rich but wanted to be richer. It was that. Then you have people who wasn't satisfied with their life and converted it and went from that. He had the environmental people who say, hey, look, let's reduce our environment by every more people being small. And what we didn't say was, and I'll jump to it, is they said the Arctic was melting. And as the Arctic was melting, the world would be destroyed. So everyone needs to be small. But they was kind of like, yeah, whatever. So that didn't make sense either. And I'm like, so you trying to tell me everyone knows that the Arctic is going to cause, it was emitting methane gas.
Right. That's what it was.
And but it wasn't enough people that was downsizing. And they said only, what was it? I don't know. Let's say 5% of the world were downsized. They said that's not enough to stop the Arctic from melting because of what's going on with global warming and everything else. So it was just so much shit going on.
But then that sounded, don't get me wrong, that sounded ridiculous, you know, for them to put that in there. Because, I mean, he was just going so much over the place. And then when it came down to that point, I was like, okay, so why are you really doing this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't important. It was the fact that, so you're going deeper underground?
Yeah, so, okay, before we get to this, the other thing that I forgot to say too. So when he went with her to help her friend, they're going through a community and it was fantastic, you know, the rich side. Then it went to the middle class side. Then you saw like smaller houses, people were playing. And then there was a hole in the wall. And then when you get through the hole in the wall, you see a third world environment that was like projects. And you see foreign people that was in there, the Asians and Mexicans. And I'm not sure we saw black people there, did you?
No, I don't remember.
But I think, just saw a lot of foreign workers, like the Asian, Filipino, and Hispanics, and all that, yeah. And Hispanics.
Right.
And they, excuse me, and then they all lived in this camp almost like.
Okay. And I mean, okay, so.
So it's almost like they downsized people so they can serve the people on the other side.
So it seemed to me that he was trying to make fun of it.
No. He wasn't trying to make fun
no,
of
no,
it.
No. And let me tell you why. You and when he's taking the bus, mm-hmm. he going to the rich, and then you see him go through there to the middle class, and you see him driving, and then you see him go all the way through this, and then it almost like it seemed like he was trying to make a joke. This was the funny way of seeing how the classes have changed.
That's not a funny way.
Okay, that's, so
it's called ironic because you don't on the surface you didn't think that would exist there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because what's being promoted or, you know what I mean? What's being promoted or whatever like that was based on everybody coming there and living great. But now you realize somebody's got to do the dirty work. So they had to downsize people in order to be there to serve those people. So he showed it almost like a transition from, you know, in society, there's the rich, there's the middle class,
I know,
and there's the poor.
Right.
But so he literally showed you the transition.
But it
that's
just,
what the bus did.
Okay, so to like I said, the more we talk about it, mm-hmm. the more I realize it's like this could have been
no
such a. I mean, for me, it could have yeah. if it was better written. Not, I think directed. I think you would say
no.
It's better written.
It's because this was failed with the writing. It was, I mean, too much.
Yeah, and I think it would have been if they did it right, it would have been very empowering.
Or it would have been very impactful.
Yeah. I mean, bring attention to the issues that
of class.
Yep.
So I think if he stuck with class and not the environment or whatever like that, I think that would have been really interesting.
Yes, it would.
I think if he would have went with the environment, it would have been really, really boring.
Yeah, because that was I was still like, because when okay, so we haven't got you. Do you want to get to the ending part of it or is
no, not to the ending. So he went to the society. He started helping them, and he finds out that the one lady, she's helping everybody. So all day long, she's helping, she's feeding people, she's going to the Christian church, she's doing all of that. And he was supposed to fix her leg, and he broke her damn leg. So this is where you said he's just played a wimp. So he became a servant to her, and not even knowing what his purpose was. So he found his purpose was to serve people, but yet he just continued to serve whatever she needed. So his friends knew the people who first created the downsizing thing. And he wanted him to stop traveling around with the Vietnamese woman. And she was amazing. She was an amazing actress. I really thought she played a great role. I didn't think too many people can play better than supporting actresses of the other movies we saw. But she really played really well and emotional in there. So it was really cool. But he still played up to her and just started doing everything for her. And I was kind of like, that's pretty stupid. But then they traveled to Finland or whatever they were. And then it turned into environmental all over again. But it wasn't worth it then. Because you started a story of class issues. And then you came back to it. And then they show up on the boat saying, the world is going to end, and this is our camp where we started, but we built an underground world. Come with us. And the rich guys is like, fuck that. We picked up bottles of Absolut from Finland, and we bringing bottles back, and we can sell things in that way. So they were selling huge bottles of vodka, and you can imagine how much that costs when you got a quart of vodka that people only drinks a cap full of that, and you selling that. So when it went to that, it totally threw me off because I didn't think that was necessary. I think they should have stick with the class structure.
Again, like you said, it just was too much.
No, he tried to put too much together.
It was too much.
And then, you know, Matt Damon was just a terrible character that he created in it. I didn't really think he was worth it. You know what I mean? I don't think the character that he played or the person he was really didn't make me care about him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that. And, you know, again, what I'm telling you, and you was like, now that you're talking about it. No, I totally realized that when I saw it. I liked it because, remember, not Looper. It was the one where, I'll find it later on, but they was living in a society that they only had a certain amount of time, and his mother, they were working for more time to live. I thought that was a really great conceptual movie.
I remember that movie.
But it was directed fucked up, you know, or it wasn't written as good. Mm-hmm. It reminded me of something like that. It was a great conceptual concept.
They worked for time to live. Yeah,
and then on the other side, it was like different societies. They had all the time in the world.
Right.
And time was valuable. And they made it, you know, time means something. And now time means your life. And if you don't work hard enough, you're died because you run out of time.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I went into that one. I forgot what's his name. Justin Timberlake was on it. But
Timberlake,
sorry. So Justin Timberlake was on it. But
he called him Timberlim.
Yeah, you know. Timberlake. Yeah, so it was called In Time. I thought that was a really great movie. Great movie conceptual wise, but not movie. But it was just too much, baby. It was to your point, it was all over the place. He tried to do too much in the movie. He tried to make so many points, and he forgot about the main character. And he had great supporting characters around him, but they had their own story. So you had to support those stories, and you couldn't do that because it's just too much. So, but I like the concept of it.
No, the concept was good. I really liked the concept, but I would have loved to see it better directed. Better written.
Probably both.
I think, but what killed me was the fact that I still can't get over it, is them going underground.
So to get away from everything.
I mean, like, okay, so, you know, it should have been like, what's the estimated time will those gases get to them?
Yeah.
Nothing, they didn't say nothing like that.
It was too many, to your point, the gaps in what was supposed to happen or what should have happened or who these people were, it's just too much.
And they seem like extremists.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like...
Chicken Little.
Yeah.
The sky's falling. Let's go. Let's get the fuck out of here.
What? That's what it really seemed like.
Yeah.
And so, you know...
Remember at the end, they were standing there and they waiting on the sun. They was like...
Yeah, I know. The sun is down.
Let's get the fuck out of here. So I thought something was going to happen.
Me too.
But they went underground and the other group left. So what's the fucking deal? You know what I mean? So,
but the Asian girl, she was an ex. She acted her. That was.
Yeah, she was amazing.
She was amazing.
From the beginning to the end.
For it to be that bad of a film. Yeah. She was. She did get nominated, didn't she?
Yep, she did. She got nominated for, the Golden Globes.
But she didn't win.
No.
But it was Best Supporting Actress.
That was what's her name who played in Tanya. Tanya.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
She was fucking crazy.
Yeah, she was good. She was really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the rating for this movie, I have to give it, this is really bad. I have to support what they're doing on. I'll give it a 5.
Yep, me too.
I really give it a 5.
And the reason why, let me give you my 5. And the reason, because I was going to say it first, but since you already did. The reason why I give it a 5 is because I give it the 5 for what it could be. And everything else was terrible.
Right, you're right.
But what it could be, it was like, scrap a lot of this other bullshit that you added in there and keep either with the carbon footprint and what they're doing all around the world and get people to do that, or how when you reduce a society, it doesn't matter. There's still going to be a class issue when you reduce.
Another thing is that I thought that... it was missing is that, you know, when his wife did decide to not do it, why didn't they go back and talk about that relationship and why she didn't want to do it? Because that has a lot to do with the thing about the society wanting to downsize. You're talking about, they say only 5% of it did it. Mm-hmm. You know, then explain to her why she didn't want to do it.
Well, there was fear.
I understand that.
But you didn't know.
No, you didn't
but
know.
But you assumed.
Exactly, because automatically you see he did it. Then you see that he got a divorce because she wanted to collect his, all the money. Mm. And then that was it. Yep. The end. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it has to be more to it than that.
So they told you more, but they didn't tell you why she did. I got that part. But they told you because, remember, one of the workers went there and they didn't take the teeth out. And his head blew up.
Yeah,
when they reduced
I remember that.
That was one. The other one was, I'm going to lose so much from my family because everyone else isn't downsizing like I am.
Right.
So I'm going to lose my family.
I understand that. But that should have been her. Because then you can say, oh.
So here's the worst part, even with that. He should have known that. But he was such a weak fucking character. Even though you was trying to please her, she still wanted to be with her family. So, was that the right thing to do? But, yeah. So, and then legally, didn't she forfeit that bullshit?
I mean, the thing is that this whole, it could have been, like you said, written, writing, directing.
Yeah. I think it would have been better if he wasn't married.
You know what I mean? That would have been...
Fuck that. Just take that out of the case and let this lonely man be there by himself.
Yes, and deal with the loneliness of trying, you know, to figuring out how life should be.
Who
besides
he
being
should
lonely.
Be with and whatever like that. It would have been easier that way.
That would have been much easier.
But he had history, and that was pretty fucking dumb.
Yeah.
So he left that out, too. So again, the writing... And see, he's a writer and director, so he's at fault on both of these. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So overall, besides them going underground with some cows and some lamb, sheep,
build
and,
up some shit.
Yeah, and them have to go up and then down. That was enough crazy. For me right there. And then him running out with his suitcase and then leaving the damn suitcase.
Leaving
the
suitcase.
Oh, now that was crazy too.
What's that?
When they were going into this tunnel, I was like, what the fuck? Why are they going into this fucking tunnel? Mm. And then the guy's like, oh, yeah, we got 11 miles, you know, up, 11 down to go down. I was like, and he was like, what the hell? And he runs, and they were shutting the doors to the tunnel. Mm-hmm. Why?
It was.
What is it, waterproof?
No, it was the end. That's what it was. So it was the dramatic, close the door. Stop! Yeah, the proverbial end. So they tried to make it look that way. But so I just thought it was, that was just weird. But overall, again, I look forward to what I thought it was going to be because I read some more and I was like, wow, I think it probably be a little better than I thought it would. It would have been. But he didn't do a good job with that. He done a good job with a lot of the previous movies that he did. This one, he could have made it a lot cleaner. He added in too many storylines, and he just had a weak main character, too.
So, is that all we're going to talk about this movie? We finished, right?
No, we are totally finished. We stretched it out a little longer than necessary.
Yes. I'm just saying, babe. I'm like, yo, this movie, this is it. This should have been one of them Lady Bird's short version.
Could have been that, too. Ooh. Anywho, Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your bougie black brothers. Listen to us every Wednesday. Every Wednesday with our movie or TV review. BougieBlackBrother.com. And you can pick us up, Urban Lifestyle Cafe, on iTunes and Google Play. And look for us on Spotify coming up soon. So iHeartRadio, Spotify, and all of the podcast downloads. So check us out there and leave us notes and your opinions at Fine Black Woman and Bougie Black Bro on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you so much, and We'll see you soon on Urban Lifestyle Cafe.
Bye.
See you.